Hey everyone, this is Deacon Ray from the Deacon 5, and this is a daily gospel reflection for Monday, March 10th, 2025, the first week of Lent. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, 'Come, you are all blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see a stranger and welcome you or naked and clothed you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he said to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and he gave me no food. I was thirsty, and he gave me no drink. A stranger, and he gave me no welcome. Naked, and he gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of you know that I recently went to Rome, and one of the most beautiful things I did was attend Mass. It was a permanent deacon ordination Mass that was inside the Basilica of St. Peter. The Pope was scheduled to preside this Mass, but as you know, he was struck ill, so please pray for our Holy Father. Anyway, the Holy Father had prepared a homily for this special ordination Mass for the Jubilee of Deacons, and the celebrant, Monsignor Rino, read what Pope Francis had written. Today's Gospel and the Holy Father's homily is about service. It's about forgiveness and uniting all of us in communion. It's about service to each other. So here are a few words that came from His Excellency's message. And by the way, although this message was directed to us 3,000 deacons in the Mass, but as I heard it, and as I continue to read this message, it's directed to all of us. Brother deacons, the gratuitous work you carry out as an expression of your consecration to the charity of Christ thus becomes your primary proclamation of God's word, a source of confidence and joy for those who encounter you. As often as possible, perform it with a smile, without complaining, and without seeking recognition, supporting one another, also in your relationships with your bishops and priests. Through your cooperation and generosity, you will be a bridge linking the altar to the street and the Eucharist to people's daily lives. Charity will be your most beautiful liturgy and the liturgy your humblest service. Gratuity as a source of communion, giving and expecting nothing in return, unites. It creates bonds because it expresses and nurtures a togetherness that has no other aim but the gift of self and good of others. Dear deacons, your mission sets you apart from society only to be re-immersed in it in order to enable it to be an ever more open and welcoming place for everyone. It is one of the finest expressions of a synodal church, one that goes forth. Soon some of you, in receiving the sacrament of holy orders, will descend the steps of the ministry. I deliberately say descend and not ascend, because being ordained is not an ascent but a descent, whereby we make ourselves small. We lower ourselves and divest ourselves. In the words of St. Paul, through service, we leave behind the earthly man and put on, in charity, the man of heaven. That comes from 1 Corinthians 15, 45-49. Let us all reflect on what we are about to do. Even as we entrust ourselves to the Virgin Mary, and the, which is the handmaid of the Lord, and to St. Lawrence, your patron, may they help us to experience every expression of our ministry with a humble and loving heart, and to be in gratuity apostles of forgiveness, selfless servants of our brothers and sisters, and builders of communion. So you see, my brothers and sisters, today's gospel and the Holy Father's homily is simply about service. It's about forgiveness and uniting each other in communion. We are fully capable and committed to doing that for someone we know. But what about the person we don't know? So your action of the day is a prayer. So bow your heads. Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom and the strength to bring goodness into this world by bringing the altar to the streets and the Holy Eucharist into people's daily lives. We ask that you allow us to be apostles of forgiveness and to be the builders of that bridge to communion of all. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. Peace out.